Hello.
Oh, hey, Cal. Speak to Mrs. Hunting.
No, what's it about?
Are you Mrs. Hunting?
Yes, I am, but what's it about?
Hi, Mrs. Hunting. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's the problem?
Okay. Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Warrnambool. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
Good.
Like, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out, or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow, like that happens sometimes?
No.
Okay. You know what, ma'am? The thing is that from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they are not getting a proper speed or proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right. So let me ask you, ma'am, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet?
No.
And could you please try to remember, have you ever shared your internet or any kind of computer password to anyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why I'm asking you this sort of question, ma'am, you know, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge. And they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, ma'am?
Last time I used the internet, this morning.
Yes. This morning?
Yeah, this morning.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m., and on Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., that was you or somebody else?
Not saying somebody else because I wasn't home.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to you?
No.
Nobody, okay. And by the way, ma'am, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
The internet's not on until I get on it.
No, I'm talking about your modem, ma'am, your internet router, your modem.
Yeah, well, it's on all the time.
Oh, that is the reason. And right now, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
Green.
Yeah, total, how many green lights, ma'am? 1, 2, 3, 4.
One. Just the one.
Just the ordinary one.
Okay. Yep.
And in back of it, ma'am, how many cables are connected?
3, I think.
The power one, the internet one, and the landline one, your landline.
Yeah.
And generally, how many devices are connected with the internet, like your mobile phone, computer, laptop?
Just a computer. I don't have a mobile.
Like any kind of television or tablet, which are also connected sometimes?
Probably my husband's, little tablet thing, yeah.
Little tablet, okay, all right. Well, as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, what I will do, ma'am, I'm going to provide you some security details. You can write it down in a paper. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah.
And you can write down your router customer ID number. Your router customer ID, which is 888.
888.
Yeah, then in capital letter, D for Delta.
D.
C for Charlie.
C.
A for Alpha.
Yeah, I. Yeah.
Then number 60.
60.
Then give a hyphen.
Hyphen.
Then number 7.
7.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
D, yeah.
And number 062.
62.
No,
right.
It's 062, ma'am.
Yeah, 062.
Yeah, check it, ma'am. It should be like 888 DCA 60 hyphen 7D062, right?
Yep. Yep.
This is your router customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, ma'am, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customers, they are complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up.
Yeah,
this is for your safety and security code only. And I would like to request you, ma'am, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone. Because in this entire world, only two people know this ID number. One is the owner of the computer, that is you, and one is the provider of your internet, which we are. And this will be the biggest proof that you are speaking to Telstra, not any XYZ or any fraud company. Clear?
Okay. Yep.
All right. By the way, ma'am, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
It's on.
Hello?
It's on.
And what do you see on your screen right now?
What do I see?
Yes.
Hang on. Oh, hang on, my desktop.
Oh, do you know how to check the speed of your internet, ma'am?
No.
You never check the speed, like what are the speed you are getting?
What's that?
You never check the speed, ma'am, like what are the speed or what is the speed you are getting? You never check it?
No, I don't.
No problem. I need to check the speed first. What are the speed you are getting so that I can make a report? You can do one thing. Do you use Google, ma'am? Google?
Yeah.
Oh, open up your Google.
Yeah.
And type in the Google, Telstra speed test.
Say that again.
Type in the Google, Telstra speed test.
T-E-L-S-T-R-I-S-P-E-E-D-T-E-S-T, yeah.
Speed test. Then you can search for it, ma'am. Press
F. Speed test Telstra.
Yeah, click on it. And when you click on it, you will go to our official Telstra speed test page from where you can measure the speed of your broadband. In that page, you will get an option over there, go. Can you see that?
Yes.
You can click on go, and when you click on go, you will get three options on it. Ping, download, and upload. You need to tell me one by one what are the ping speed you are getting, what are the download.
19.
The
download is still going on.
Okay.
The ping is 19.
Mm-hmm.
And the download is 27.1. And the upload, your speed results, 27.1 Mbps and 4.1 Mbps.
4.1 is your upload speed, I think.
That's right, yeah.
One more, let me check. Uh, Well, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is near about 80 Mbps, 80 megabyte per second. But right now, your download speed is less than 30 Mbps and upload is less than 5 Mbps. Means that you are not getting a proper speed from our side. You are supposed to get 80 Mbps, but you are not getting that much of a speed. Might be some of the major services are not working. I need to check those services as well. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
I have, yes.
And you can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
Extreme left-hand bottom corner, I see start.
Start. And just right next to start,
type here for search.
Yes, right. Where you can see type here to search, you can click on it and you can type in there system, S-Y-S-T-E-M.
Say that again, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system, yeah.
Yeah, when you have type system, what are the options come up on your screen?
We've got system information, configuration.
Configuration. Channel. Yeah, configuration. Click on system configuration. And when you click on system configuration, you will get a new window, system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services, startup, and
so on.
You can click on the services tab, ma'am. Services.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on services, you will get four columns on it. Service, where you can see all of the service and security's name. Manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation. And status. You need to tell me one by one, what are the, like, all the services are working or some of them are getting stopped.
The application, all John Router service is stopped.
Router service. Okay, and apart from this?
Application wire gateway service stopped.
Gateway one is also stopped. Okay, and apart from this?
AMD external event utility stopped.
Hmm.
Application identity stopped.
Okay, let me tell you, ma'am. These are the major services of your internet router which are not working. Actually, the thing is that, ma'am, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
No.
IP address means, ma'am, internet protocol. Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll on the page, ma'am, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. Scroll it down.
Right. What did you say? You were from Telstra?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Do you have an ID?
Yes. You can write it down, ma'am. Write on my employee ID number. It's T-E-L.
Who?
T for Tango.
T for Tango.
E for England.
Yeah.
L for Lima.
Yeah.
04185. Yeah, this is my employee ID number. I work for Telstra Technical Department as an IT technician, which is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. If you want, you can write on our technical department helpline number as well, if you want.
Because I know one other time I got on here on something and someone wanted me to do this and do that and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, this is not right.
When did it happen?
Oh, a long time ago.
You
and
know
they
what?
They told me that the Telstra ID would always be a D or a C.
No, that is for customer care executive. But I work for technical department. Actually, we have several departments, like accounts department, sales department, customer care executive department. If you want, ma'am, you can write down our direct number of technical department as well, and that is 0280.
Say that again.
0280.
0280.
917.
917.
791. This is the direct one. This is the direct number of technical department, and you can call on that number anytime, anywhere. That is a 24/7 security helpline number, okay?
Mm-hmm. So what do you want me to do now?
I'm just saying that, madam, according to my reports, I can see in my system almost 60% of your router major services are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. So we need to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker so that in future you are not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Close it, yeah, down side.
And once again, ma'am, on the left-hand side bottom corner of your screen where you can see type here to search, you can click on it. And this time you can type in here T for Tango.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yep.
S for Sugar.
Yep.
And K for Kilo.
Yep.
And you will get an option over there, Task Manager. Can you see that?
Yeah, it's got, well, yeah, at the top, Task Manager app. Yep.
Yeah, click on Task Manager. And when you click on it, what come up on your screen?
There are no running apps.
Below that, can you see there is an option over there, more details?
Yep.
Click on it.
Right.
And after clicking on it, have a look on the left-hand side top. You will get some tabs over there like processes, performance, app history, users, startup. You can click on performance.
Performance.
Yeah, on the left-hand side. Top.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah, performance, yep.
Yeah, when you click on performance, you will get some graph on your screen on the left-hand side. On the left-hand side, what are the graphs? Can you see, ma'am?
CPU, memory, disk, Ethernet, and GPU.
Ethernet. Select Ethernet.
Which one's Ethernet?
Ethernet.
Ethernet. Is that the Ethernet?
Yes, yes.
Ethernet, right, yeah.
And you will get an Ethernet graph on your screen. The graph is moving or it is stable?
Yeah.
What is the speed you are getting, ma'am? The graph is moving. In how much speed?
Well, where does it say that? 60 seconds, is it, or...
Oh, below that, so, sorry, ma'am, below that you will see there is some number is changing.
Hang on. Below that, numbers are changing.
Where you can see the graph, Ethernet graph, just underneath that you will see there is some send and number is changing.
Something, the GPO is changing to 47 Celsius.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
What are the maximum number, can you see?
50.
Just 50. Oh my God.
The GPUO is going AMD random 50. So what do you want? Oh, hang on. It's got here something where the graph, the bigger graph.
Mm-hmm.
What, the KBPS or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes,
right.
Exactly.
Well, it's got zero at the moment.
You can do one thing, ma'am. You can close it. Close it.
Close it.
Yes, yes, close it.
Right.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner, where you have seen type here to search, you can click on it, and this time you can type in there, run. R-U-N, run. Yes.
Run. Right. Run app.
Run app. Right. Click on it.
Yep. Type the name of the program folder.
Yes, right. In that box, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Yeah.
Is something is written on it or it's blank?
It's blank.
Okay, so you can type in there www dot.
www dot, yeah.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
T-E-L-S-T. I-S-U-P-P-O-R-T, yep.
Then number 0, number 1.
1.
0, 1, okay?
Oh, 0, 1, sorry, hang on.
Yes, yes.
0, 1.
Yeah, then give a dot.
Dot, yep.
And after that, W for whiskey.
W.
E for England.
A.
E for England again.
A.
B for Bravo.
B.
L for Lima.
L.
Y for Yankee.
Y.
Yeah, then dot com.
Dot com. Yeah.
It should be like www.telstrasupport01.webly.com, right?
Yep.
Then click on
OK. Okay.
Yeah, click on OK. You will get our Telstra support webpage on your screen.
Yep.
What do you see over there, then?
It's got here Telstra. We will connect you to the Telstra Secure Server.
Right, right, right. Below that, ma'am, what do you see?
No, it's got all these different things. Yeah, broadband internet.
Yes, yes. And
below support
team.
Welcome to the Telstra support team. Click
right.
To server 1.
Yes, server 1, server 2, and server 3. First of all, let me ask you, how old is your computer? Is this one which you are using?
Oh, probably 10 years.
10 years.
Oh, okay. Hang on, bad 8. 8 or 7,
less
7 or 8, yeah.
One,
like
right. You mean less than 10?
Yeah, it's less than 10, yeah.
Okay, then you can do one thing. You can click on the first one. Click on click to connect server 1.
Done that.
Click to connect server 1, and when you click on it, what do you see after that, ma'am?
It's got up in the corner, the right hand corner, downloads,
mm-hmm.
Open file.
Yeah, open it, ma'am.
Open the file.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you open it, what do you see after that?
Hang on. Oh, what's new? Install.
No, above to
address.
That. Yeah, can you see there is your address? Congratulations, it means our Telstra secure server generate a new server ID for you. That is our Telstra server address. Help me out with that number, which you can see.
377-514-027.
I think, ma'am, it should be 377-514-027.
That's right, yeah.
And where you can see this number, just beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol.
Yep.
You can click on the lock symbol, and when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password.
Password?
I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter, Telstra 123, in a small letter.
T-R-A-1-2-3, yep.
Yeah, and below that it will ask you to confirm password. You can type the password again, Telstra123.
Yep.
Then you can click on apply after that.
Apply, yep.
And when you click on apply, what do you see after that, ma'am?
It's got settings on the left-hand corner, indirect access, security warning. Another person
mm-hmm.
would like to access.
It's gone. You can do one thing. You can minimize this. Minimize it. And after minimizing it, ma'am, what do you see on your screen?
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
What do you see now? Tell me.
Hang on. What do I say? Well, I've just still got the security thing.
Minimize it, ma'am. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
But two is down the bottom.
Okay, leave it, ma'am. That is our Telstra security box. Leave it. You can do one thing, ma'am. I need to check one more thing because while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found that there are so many hacking files are running in your system. I need to check those. You can do one thing on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see type here to search. You can click on it.
Yep.
And this time you can type in there event, E-V-E-N-T.
EVENT, yep. Event viewer.
Yes, ma'am, right. Click on it. Event viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal things or illegal files are running in your system, event viewer saves all those data and files. And after selecting event viewer, have a look on the left hand side top corner. You will see there is an option over there, event viewer local.
Yes.
And below that, what are the other option? Can you see?
Custom views, windows, application, and subscriptions.
Click on custom views.
Custom and
when
views.
You click on, yeah, when you click yeah. on custom views, at the very middle, you will get an option over there, administrative events.
Yeah.
Click on administrative events.
Yeah.
And after clicking on administrative events, what do you see?
Administrative events is in blue.
Oh, it is in blue.
Custom views.
Then you can press enter from your keyboard, ma'am. If it is in blue, then you can press enter from your keyboard.
Enter, right.
And after pressing enter, what come up on your screen?
Oh, it's got warning, error.
Yes. Yes. Let me tell you about this yellow warning. Actually, this yellow warning signal.
As long as you don't take, I've got an appointment.
Oh, alright. I will try my level best. Actually, ma'am, right now, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And from there, we will get to know that these are the illegal things are running in your system. And apart from the yellow warning, you will see most of them are red error. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
And above to red error, you will see there is a number of events.
4,232.
Oh my God, more than 4,200 hacking files. Goodness. No problem. We need to go ahead and delete all the hacking files which are running in your system, which allow to hacker to get into your system. You can do one thing, you can close this event viewer, close it. And once again, click on the magnifying glass, type here to search. And this time you can type in here, C for Charlie.
Yep.
M for Mother.
Yep.
And D for Delta.
D for Delta.
Yeah, CMD stands for command. After typing command, you will get an option over there, command prompt. You can click on it. And when you click on it, you will get a black window on your screen.
That's right, yeah.
Got it. All right, let me tell you about this black window. Actually, this black window is the brain of your internet system. And by the help of this black window, you can check all of your information is secure or not. And also, you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, you can type in there, CD dot dot.
What was that again?
CD dot dot.
CB.
No,
dot,
not B.
Dot.
No, not B. It's D. D for David.
Oh, CD.
Yes.
Hang on.
CD dot dot.
I can't get rid of it. CD.
Yeah. Yeah. After that, it will drop you down. You can type again. After that, you can type again. CD. Dot. Dot.
Yes.
And after that, if you drop you down again, you can type T-Fall Tango.
Yep.
R for Romeo.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
E for England again.
Yep.
Then press Enter after that, ma'am. Press Enter. And after pressing Enter, what do you see after that?
It's just going through all this stuff.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
Hmm.
Okay, let it be scanned, ma'am. Once the scan will get stopped, you will get a message. And once you will get any message, ma'am, please do let me know.
Okay. Still going.
Okay.
It's stopped now, and it's stopped down the bottom. Welcome to Telstra School. What do you want me? What do you want?
Oh, congratulations, ma'am. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure Server. Actually, we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And also, you can activate a security as well. Now, our Telstra Secure Server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing. You can type in here, I want to check my... Type in here. I want to check
I
my...
I want... To see how you check
my. No, if you don't, by the way, ma'am, basically, what do you do over the internet?
Basically, what I do over the internet, games,
yes.
Emails.
And apart from this?
Oh, not much. Oh, I just look up things.
So let's start from your email. We are going to check your email first, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type, I want to check my email is secure.
Email
is secure.
Is S-A-C-U-R-E. Secure, yeah.
Yeah, then press Enter after that, ma'am. Press Enter. And after pressing Enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know.
It's not recognized as an internal or external command. Operable program for batch file.
You can do one thing. Try to move your mouse and check if it has started scanning.
Yes, it has.
It has started scanning. Lovely. It means, ma'am, it is checking that your email is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
It's stopped now, and it's just got package to roll up or something.
You haven't got any status?
No.
And in which color it is got stopped?
It's on.
I said, in which color it is scanning, ma'am?
Oh, it's scanning again now.
Okay. Let it be scanned completely. When it will be completely stopped, then only you will get a status.
Why is it doing it in red now?
It is running in red? Oh my god. And have you got any status or any feedback?
Oh, it's running in red again.
No status?
No, it's still running. Package roll up.
I think, ma'am, your internet is working very, very slow.
Mm. It just stopped.
And have you got any status?
No. Oh, hang on, it's down again.
Let it be scanned completely, ma'am.
Three hackers are found in your email. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security, alright. See, ma'am, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line.
Yeah.
Now, our Telstra Secure Server is successfully checked that apart from you, three hackers are found in your email. It means, ma'am, somehow these three hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password. And they are trying to steal some important information from your email.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no problem. Our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Done.
And after that, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether your email is working or not. How you normally log in, or you can simply
I'm logging in now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm logged in now.
You can try to scroll it up and scroll it down, check whether your email is working.
Scroll down?
Yeah, scroll it up and scroll it down, ma'am. Check if it is moving or it is frozen.
Yeah, it's moving. Yeah.
It's moving. And could you please check, ma'am, have you received any junk or any spam email?
Well, I get a lot of junk and I just delete it.
Oh, great. Let me tell you, ma'am, in future, if you are going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it.
No,
don't
I do.
Try to respond. Right.
Yes,
because
I do.
Yes, because you know what, ma'am, what happened whenever our customer is responding any junk or any spam email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well.
Okay.
Right. So,
yes.
So you can do one thing, ma'am. If your email is working, then you can close your email. Close it. And after that, you can open the black window, which you have already minimized.
I have, yes.
Type in there, I have checked my email.
I have
checked my email.
My email, yes.
And I want to activate.
Activate, yes.
Firewall security.
Firewall security, yes.
Inside it. Inside it.
Inside it, yep.
Yeah, then you can press enter after that, ma'am. Press enter. And after pressing enter, the scan is going on.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. It means, ma'am, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get stopped, again, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Well, at the moment, it's all in red, scanning with the red.
Still scanning in red, okay. And have you got any status, ma'am?
No, not yet. Still scanning. Now it's green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign. And no status.
Status, firewall security is being installed into your email.
Okay, congratulations, ma'am. It means firewall security is installing right now in your email. And once it will be successfully installed into your email, all of the three hackers will block from your email account. It means, ma'am, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They're not able to log in into your email without your permission. Okay?
All right. Okay.
Congratulations, ma'am. Now your email is safe at the moment. Apart from you, no one can get into it. Now, apart from your email, ma'am, what are the other thing you want to check which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my...
I want to...
Check my...
Check my...
Now, apart from your email, ma'am, what are the other things you want to check, ma'am, like shopping, Facebook, banking, which is very important for you?
I don't do shopping. I don't do Facebook.
So, what are the other things you do, like you do online banking?
I just sort of look up, I want to check my, I sometimes I do shopping.
And apart from that, you do online banking as well?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. If you want, ma'am, you can type online shopping.
I want to check my shopping.
Online shopping, ma'am, because you do online shopping, you can mention
Oh,
that online
online
shop.
shopping. I'm checking online. I'm going to check.
If you need my help, ask me, okay?
Online
shopping.
Shopping.
And you do online banking as well, so you can type and online banking.
I hope this is not a scam.
You can check it, ma'am. You can check in front of you. And let me tell you, while checking your shopping and banking related things, do not point out or do not give me any of your details over the phone, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, and we're not allowed to ask anything. You can do it from your side.
Okay, I've done that. So I'll press enter now.
No, what do you have typed, ma'am? Read it back to me first.
I want to check my shopping, online shopping and online banking.
Yeah, and after online banking, you can mention the name of your bank, whatever the bank you have. Don't tell me, do it from your side. Just the bank's name, then type is secure, is secure. And once you are done, ma'am, then you can press enter after that. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, ma'am? Let me know.
Files going through again in green.
Okay, it is started checking. Oh, lovely. Let it be checked, ma'am. Once the scan will get stopped, again you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay? Still scanning, ma'am?
Yes.
In which color?
Green.
Lovely. And have you got any status or any feedback?
Okay, no, it's still scanning.
Okay, the scan is going faster or it is going slowly?
No, it's going pretty fast.
Pretty fast, okay.
Yeah, it's going fast. And now we're in red.
Oh my god. Do you remember I've shown you all the red error? Error, error, error. Those red error are running inside it.
Righto. Five hackers are found into your online banking lines. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security again. I think, ma'am, you don't use firewall in your system. You never had it.
No.
That is the reason, ma'am, that the hacker got the loophole, and from the loophole they are accessing everything, whatever you are doing over the internet. Three hacker was found into your email. Now this time five hackers are found into your online banking links. It means, ma'am, whenever you was trying to go into your banking, at the same time the hacker got the links of it. Okay, no problem. Our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. You can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Or you normally do?
I've minimized it, yes.
And after that, you need to try to log in into your banking and check whether it is working or it is blocked.
I don't want to do that on this computer. Look, rather, I'm not too sure about all this.
You can check it, ma'am, whether it is
working. I'm not going to go into my banking.
You need to try to check, ma'am, whether it is working or locked, because five hackers are found inside it. You can do it from your side. You don't need to tell me anything. You can do it from your side, how you normally...
No, because then you can still get into my computer.
Absolutely not, ma'am. Apart from you, nobody else can get into your computer. Because right now you are connected to our Telstra secure server. Alright, nobody is going to take access of it. Alright. And
I'm
once
not
you're
too
in,
happy
ma'am,
that... I don't want to do that.
This is not about your happiness, ma'am. This is all about your safety and security. How we have activated
so
the power...
How did you get onto me?
I'm sorry?
How did you get onto me?
Because of the warning signal, ma'am, while we are monitoring your internet line, we have been found this issue. That is the reason. All right. And we have activated a firewall into your email, like in order to log in into your email, we have activated a firewall. So So in the same way, madam, you need to try to log in and check whether it is working or it is locked in the same way. And once you are done, ma'am, do let me know, all right? You need to do it from your side. You don't need to give it to me any of the details.